Am I the asshole for ignoring my friend's professional advice? Written by Seer. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Resident Evil Village. Rating, teen. Category, Jen. Minor pairing of Ethan Mia. Also tagged for humor, Reddit. Am I the asshole? Stealth crossover with The Count of Monte Cristo. POV outsider. Kinda. POV Reddit readers. Created for Pod Together 2021.
Mother, I bring you fresh prey.
There will be enough for everyone.
Am I the asshole for ignoring my friend's professional advice? Moldy Man 2017. 3 years ago, my wife and I got through a rough experience. I won't get into much detail, because nobody would believe the full story anyway, but I'll just say it was very traumatic to us both, and I can't eat mushrooms anymore. We've been arguing about it more lately. She wants to forget it happened, and I don't think we should. But our bond is stronger than ever. Nobody fights for each other as hard as we have to let a few squabbles break them apart. We even celebrated the birth of our daughter, I'll call her Ruby, fake name, 6 months ago. We've had a lot of help in the past 3 years from Russ. He even helped us move halfway around the world so we could make a fresh start and put our lives back together. I hesitate to call him a friend. He's the kind of guy who will solve a problem by punching a boulder. He's hard to read, is what I'm saying. Very much of an alpha type. But he's been on our side. Until last night. The night started out fine. My wife was reading one of those creepy children's books to Ruby, and I put her to bed. We were about to have supper, and what happened exactly, I can't say without breaking a lot of forum rules. But let's just say that Russ showed up and he ruined my wife's shirt. And she only has, like, one shirt. He shot holes through the front of the shirt, the back of the shirt, and everything in between, if you take my meaning. He also hit me over the head and stole our baby. A bunch of stuff happened after that that's not very relevant or interesting. Nobody wants to know about my personal interactions with a 10-foot-tall vampire lady or the aggressive, hairy dudes outside her gothic castle. What's important is that it turned out that Russ lost Ruby. The woman who took Ruby, I'll call her Mandy, turned Ruby into a crystal and broke her into 4 pieces. I've been running around trying to get my daughter back. I've noticed that Russ and other guys from his work are around, but I didn't run into them until just a bit ago. Russ is really, really mad that I'm involved. Involved, I mean with the tall lady and the aggressive dudes. I think there's a doll somewhere, but how bad can that be? Russ says that it's none of my business and I should go. He seemed really firm about it. On the one hand, Russ is a professional, and he's just doing his job, and I guess I'm getting in the way. On the other hand, the one that got chopped off earlier, it's okay, I just got it a little damp with chemical fluid and stuck it back on. I'm just looking for my daughter. Am I the asshole? Comments. Trapeze Alice. What the fuck did I just read? NTA. Icicle Heart. I'm confused. You can't eat mushrooms? That seems like a you problem. Edit. Holy crap! That's what I get for commenting after only skimming the post. Karate Kick, 2045. Where are you getting that mushrooms are the problem here? Read the post. OP, friend, buddy, platonic life partner of mine. NTA. I don't know what your deal with Russ is, but you seem really enmeshed. Are you sleeping with him? Do you want to sleep with him? Either way, sorry, my bosom pal. I don't think he's your friend. You should cut the cord. Yana dances. What's wrong with you? Cut the cord? The guy lost his baby. NTA. Chaos Wings. NTA. If I was you, I'd steal his baby. But I'm petty. Hat Askew. I actually had a really similar experience, but the details are different. There was this guy who was friends with my parents, dad and stepmom, who was super rich and really charming. He kind of glommed onto them in a creepy way. Nobody says glom anymore, I know. Especially my stepmom. My stepmom has this greenhouse. We had gardeners, but it was her greenhouse. This is important later. I didn't know what to make of this rich dude, but my dad and stepmom were always telling me, don't worry about it, or it's none of your business. Anyway, then I got sick. Expand to see the rest of the comment. Literally just a rat. I just got over-identifies with a story and writes a comment longer than the original post on my Reddit bingo card. Eight-legged. You've got bingo cards? Dang, I want one. Middle spaces, jumps to conclusions. Umbrella and Boots. Jump to conclusions? How dare you, sir, accuse me in cold blood of being an overreactionary clod. /S. Edit. For the love of God, people, the /S means sarcasm. On a white horse. Dang, you just got freeze-faced. Seymour replies. The original vampire. NTA, I'm really sorry for everything you're going through. You sound really strong and like a good dad. I think you should ignore your friend. You have to put your family first. I know people with certain personalities, especially if they're professionals, make it seem like they know everything. But that's not true. Stay strong and find your daughter. Good luck. Little Red. Take my upvote for wholesomeness. Adorable buns. And my axe. Rain Pain. Info. Why does your wife only have one shirt? Moldy Man 2017. Kind of a big update. This could actually be its own post. My Wi-Fi is kind of crappy, but I'm using the hotspot of this shopkeeper I met. He's got kind of a monopoly on commerce around here since the entire village has either been turned into or eaten by werewolves. It's a whole thing. Don't worry about it. I've managed to open a whole new horizon of other people calling me an asshole, and I'm really tired. I keep thinking that I lost my wedding ring, but it's still there. I just lost most of the wedding ring finger, and the bandage hides my ring. So that's what kind of day it's been. I've recently met a guy who's close to Mandy. Let's call him Magneto. I'm too tired to come up with anything else right now. Sue me. By close, I don't mean friendly. This dude hates Mandy so much. He wants to use my daughter to destroy Mandy. He was kind of vague on the details how, and I was a bit distracted by all the chainsaws to ask for a detailed flowchart of his plan. I said no. Now he's mad at me too. At least him and Russ agree on something. Mandy sucks, and so do I. Also, say no to dolls! Elwood's heart. I think you need a hospital, mate. Savage Kitty. And a therapist. Internet Grandma. This post is so obviously fake. OP says his hand was cut off. Now he says he lost some fingers. Make up your mind, dude, or are we expected to believe that both of these things happened? Why stop there? Did your hands get burned with acid? Were they each impaled by a hook through the palm that you had to rip off by pulling down? How much hand violence are we missing? But assuming the 0.00000000001% chance that's real, here's my advice. Just make out with Russ already. Invite Magneto. Moldy Man 2017. Last update for everyone. This is Moldy's wife. I found this post and wanted to give everyone a heads up. Dear husband only uses one password for everything, so it wasn't hard to sign in. Rumors of my demise were greatly exaggerated, and our daughter is okay too. For everyone asking, I own more than one shirt, so you can stop worrying. I just have lots of the same kind because they're very comfortable. That's all I'm going to say. I won't be commenting or replying again or checking messages. Please respect our privacy. Thank you. The end.
Again? Duke, why are you here? Where there's going to be.
Mother?
If you enjoyed this work, please leave feedback for both myself and Seer. You can find this work at archiveofourown.com/users/opalsong or /Seer. Thanks for listening.